You've been wasting your time and money entering film festivals. Let's change that.
I haven't been wasting my time. I mean, I am broke, and all I got was a PNG of a Laurel.
The Liget Film Festival uses people with an audience to help poor dummies like that get actual exposure for their films.
Stop calling me dumb.
Entering the Liket Film Festival allows influencers to spread the word on your films. If you enter other festivals, you are dumb.
Seriously, I'm not dumb.
I don't speak dumb, but if I did, I would tell that guy that winning films and podcasts will be featured on our Rizzle, TikTok, and Instagram channels that total in the hundreds of thousands of fans watching.
I'm not dumb. One time I used a toothbrush in the wrong direction, but that has nothing to do with my film career.
Enter your films into the world's largest film festival today. Liket Film Fest.
Sure, yeah, we can do an improv thing.
And then you can have like a proper 40-minute sitch.
The only other thing I was going to have with that other one is like of the animal conversation, not to like waste too much time, was that like one of the other issues I always have with like the obviously there's a lot of issues with owning like exotic pets, but like my even idea with like, well, also I feel so bad for like even like, because like say you own a baby lion. At first it's cute. You're playing with it. It gets to cuddle on you, gets to roll on you. Then that lion, understanding that it gets to roll on you, play with you, maybe kind of jokingly bite you, as an adult lion now 4 tons wants to do the same thing. It's not its fault that you human can't support that. And it's like, well, that's what you taught me. You taught me I could roll on you and have a fun time. I am just doing what the information you gave me. Oh, now you're dead and I'm getting yelled at? I thought you told me I could roll on you and kind of play with you in my mouth. It's not my fault my teeth now can crush your skull. It's like, I even thought on that level of like, God damn it, like people suck. It's like, that lion is doing what you gave the lion knowledge to do.
Here's the book I want, the children's book I want to write. And I actually might write this. We'll throw it out there. It's called Your Dog Sucks. And it's a children's book for kids and adults. Because there are so many people. I'll give you my perspective first before I go into the thing of understanding why your dog sucks in this children's book I want to write. Ferrets are in the wild, very playful creatures with each other. One of the reasons is that ferrets are, and a lot of the Mustelidae family, will eat snakes and other poisonous creatures. You know, the idea being that the weasel and the ferret famously can, and the badger can destroy poisonous snakes. A badger kills the basilisk in mythology. So the reason being, badgers, Mustelidae, raccoons, weasels, wolverines are not only have a small immunity to poison, but have a very tough skin. And so poisonous animals have a hard time fighting them because teeth in nature, as opposed to needles, can't like penetrate skin. It's harder. So they bite each other. That's how they play. And it's annoying because people will, with their ferrets, not teach them that language. Like, don't bite me. Like, no, you're not. And that was like with Steak. The reason he was so cuddly was because like he was a really bitey ferret. And like, I would let him bite me and then like take him, grab him by his scruff and like tell him no and put him down. And if he didn't bite me, I'd reward him. So I had to train the animal to be like, no, this isn't fun. And then people will not train their ferrets and be like, isn't it fun? They're biting on my toes. It's like, no, I don't want to be harassed and bitten by my animal. You should train them better. Here's my children's book because of what you're saying, because I totally relate because of that. Because people will be like, oh, ferrets are bitey. It's like, did you try training them? Because they're pretty smart. And people will just have dogs and they'll be like, that's my dog, you know? And it's like, it's not. Your dog by nature will run around and eat garbage and kill squirrels. All of these things about its personality are manufactured by you. If you tell the dog, don't bite anyone, don't do anything stupid, it'll do it. Because once it's in the house, it will learn to just enjoy other activities like be safe from wild birds and not getting trampled by antelopes. Like, that's what it's going to learn to love as a house dog. It doesn't have a personality in that way. You can set boundaries for your animals. So the children's book I want to write is about that. It's like, it's called Your Dog Sucks. And it's like, no, the dog doesn't have the okay, it's like, oh, well, your dog is humping me. It's like, that's just my dog, you know? It's like, is it just your dog to go run up to the bowl when there's food, or did you teach him to do that? Did you teach it to poop outside, or did the dog start shitting everywhere in the house initially? And it's like, people will decide that it's like, you know, it's like if Bill, you come over and you and I start talking about movies and someone's like, well, I don't really watch TV. It's like, well, that's Bill. You know, we just talk about TV and movies. Sorry, you can't relate to Bill. There's nothing wrong with our personalities that you and I will talk endlessly about movies and TV shows, but that's our actual personalities and it's not bothering anyone. It's not that's just their personality. They like to bark constantly at everything. It's like, no, you can, that's not it. It doesn't have a personality like that. You can tell it to cut it out. You know, yeah. It's crazy. It's lions that people buy. Yeah, exactly. Of course they want to roll around and bite you. That's what you told them was fun.
Yeah. Cause it was cute. And I was all, it's like, yeah, well, it was cute when they were little. It's like, yeah. And then, that was what you effectively trained it to do. It thought this was okay now.
Have you ever seen that video footage of those people that were like, well, can you take a wolf puppy and domesticate it?
Oh, I think I know this footage. Yeah.
And they're like for the first 6 weeks, they were puppies. And then like at 8 weeks, something clicked and we were living in the house with wolves. Mm-hmm. And like, this was not fun.
It's their house now.
They had like kids. Look it up. It's a crazy ass thing. We could do that as an improv sketch.
Sure.
Like, I would love to be like, what's like a ridiculously dangerous animal that could be living in your house? And then like, you're trying to logic out like what we're going to do on Friday night, but I am a vicious animal and you just keep presenting why you might not enjoy my activity.
Like a cheetah or something, or like,
cheetah's pretty funny, but I don't really know maybe something more complex.
How, like, what do you mean by like a,
I don't know. I said it.
Like a bald eagle or something. Aren't those actually pretty bald violent? Eagles.
Yes. That's it right there. You and I'm a bald eagle living in your house on a Friday night. And you talk about what you want to do and let's try and plan as roommates our Friday night.
Okay. So yeah, I was going to make some food. Maybe like I'm kind of feeling like maybe burritos today. And then I was
yeah, I'm so hungry.
Do you want some food with me?
Yeah. I was going to order in. There's a farmer up the road who sells goats. I was going to go and just fly in there and grab that guy's goats, and just drag it back to the house and kind of sit in the middle of the living room and chew its viscera.
Okay.
Whatever. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I was thinking more like we like cook a thing on the stove. Like we've got like use the pots and pans. We've got we've already got a sack of rice. We've got I think some food in the fridge.
The thing about fire is that I associate that with my home burning down. So if you're gonna cook on the stove, if you're gonna cook, I'm gonna that's cool. Do you mind if I flap around and run away and kind of like just get my 6 foot wingspan around and just like slam at the fire and fly all over the house and break a bunch of shit? It's just like my thing that I do whenever there's fire.
Yeah.
Because I think about forest fires and I think about,
you know. I guess we could move some stuff. I mean, that'd be, yeah. I want to move the stuff off the top shelves. And then, so maybe we could do food out.
Yes. Okay. Cause like there's this delivery boy that comes by and he's slow. I don't know if he's tired, but that would be good too. He doesn't walk too fast. He's just so, I know I can catch him. And so like, if you order something, that's cool. And then I eat that delivery. I think he's from the pizza place. We got pasta once. I can't remember if that was the pizza place, but I'll gouge his eyes out. You won't be able to see anything.
Okay. I mean, not my preferred option, but I mean, I guess, yeah, if I can get the food that he's then carrying. We can make that work.
And I drag him in the house and I gouge his eyes out. And I just kind of like, you know, the thing is that like I laid eggs a few days ago. So like, I know if that delivery guy comes here anyway and you don't want me to gouge his eyes, like I'm going to gouge his eyes out. Yeah.
But I mean, the only issue I'm seeing is that I was going to eat out. So, I mean, could you just eat him?
Oh, go somewhere. Yeah,
Could you eat him out? Like, could you just like outside? Ooh,
well, please. I feel very violated. You talking about my sexuality, but eat him outside. No, I want to eat him inside. I'm a pet. I live inside with you. It's cute.
I thought we were roommates. I thought that was kind of the deal we had. Is that like,
yes, I'm domesticated. I live in the house with you. That's so what I'm saying. I don't eat out on the lawn.
Fly by. Okay. We'll eat. We'll figure out what we're doing food wise. And I was going to maybe go to a bar with some friends.
That is great too, because those perches, one thing is that I can shit and just stand on them and shit all day. So that's like pretty cool for me. And then just like squaw, you know, and kind of roost, you know, roost a little in case I get hot or cold. I'll roost.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
on that perch.
I guess in all honesty, that's not that different than what I was going to do at the bar, because I mean,
yeah.
I was going to shit in a hole over there and probably just yell about random stuff. So
that's pretty similar to me squawing.
Yeah, I mean, we could probably make roosting. That. We could probably make that work if there's a bar. Yeah, the local bar I know probably would not expect it. Like, yeah, maybe the volume that you would need to do it, but I mean, I don't think they would kick you out for that. So that might
I gotta ask one thing. If we go out, can you not wear that big leather glove that you do that lets me sit on your arm? Because like I don't like that on my talons. Can I just sink my talons into your flesh? Because I like that anyway, that because that reminds me of killing large bass and fish and stuff.
Yeah,
a big deal. Is that a big deal? I don't want to ask too much.
I mean, it would be a little bit of a game changer, because normally that's my right arm I do that, and that's my writing arm.
Just let me sink my razor sharp talons into it.
Could we find a supplement arm? Like, could we get someone else's arm?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I mean,
sure. I'm on Tinder. I can see if, one of those people wants to take me out tonight. And I can, I don't know. There's just one person I'm talking to, but like, I don't know if we're at that level of me sinking talons into there. I don't know. I don't know if I'm, will you, look, I'm going to give you a code. And if I text you at a certain time, it means get me out of that arm.
Okay,
pull
yeah.
my talons out of there.
I can make that. Yeah, I can. I'm down with that.
I am not comfortable. You know, you just got to have that code, but be slick about it. You know, just be like, oh, I have to ointment. You forgot to put the ointment on your talons before you. We've got to go to the talon shop. She doesn't know if there's a talon shop.
Yeah, I'm sure she wouldn't say. Yeah, no, yeah, let's do that. That's a good
plan. I just need to know. It's really disrespectful. There is no talent shop. Do you know that?
I mean, I was hoping there was, because it's a big enough city that thinking.
Well, it's really upsetting, and I don't know if I want to do upsetting. Anything with you tonight. Yeah, so it's like you don't know anything about my culture.
Well, no, I don't
think you hear how ignorant it is that you said that about Eagle.
Mostly, I didn't realize that my culture was so ignorant of your culture. That was more the shocking that I had just then.
Okay.
It wasn't that I didn't know that. It was that I didn't know that we weren't providing that for you.
I'm going to sit around and collect straw in this in the living room as a new bed.
And so, we do need more straw, so that I mean
I feel like you're patronizing me. You don't use the straw ever.
I like having the straw around. It makes it
like
warm.
You like it. My culture. It's something that you just like or don't like.
No, it's like I actually use it. I've been filling my blankets with it because it's actually quite warm.
Oh, really? I've been wondering. So you don't see me flying around? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, my lease runs up in like a month, and maybe we'll have to talk about that then.
Okay. I mean.
Yeah. Because like, and I do need that straw back so that I can hide little flex efficient it for my babies.
I mean, I also go out and get straw. I was trying to do that for you. You know, it seems like you're not.
How much straw? Because it's been on your thing for the chore wheel, and you were like, well, I don't really make my nest out of straw. And
I went out and got a bale the other day. I went to Home Depot and got a bale.
It's not the same. You can't get a bale.
It's still, this is clearly me putting in an effort.
I know about bales.
Like, clearly this is me putting in an effort. I mean, it seems like you're just, it's not enough.
You're trying. You're right. I'm being unappreciative. You're trying.
Yeah.
It's not my fault. You were raised in a non-Eagles. You know, it's just like, victors write the history, and it's like eagles almost never win anything. And so it's like being oppressed, you know. I don't know if you know what it's like to walk around and be endangered.
So I don't, but
check your privilege.
I know that just because I don't walk around feeling that way. I also mm-hmm. accept that. I mean, because you got this apartment with me, and I know we're not by a major stream, and I've been trying to get more raw
fish. Just feels like people see me and I'm on coins and on crests, and they think like, oh, like this thing is so strong, but it's like, you know, I'm a living being, and I have feelings. And talons, and it's like you don't know what it's like, you know, to be on a coin. I mean, obviously there are humans on coins as well, but it's different as an eagle.
How so?
Because, you know, that's a real human, and because, like, you know, the eagle is just a vague eagle. Think, have you, you know, that eagle was a real eagle based on, they drew it.
I'm sure,
took
yeah.
a portrait of it. Did they ever write the name? Did the name of the eagle?
Do you know the name
Craig,
of the eagle?
Craig. I don't, because it's lost to history, and that's what I'm saying. Please learn about my culture.
But so you don't write down you don't have some way of
I didn't make the coin. It's not, what do I, oh, so just because I'm an eagle, I know every eagle.
I don't, well, I mean, I feel like that's kind of what humans try to do, so I wasn't sure if that was what.
Well, if maybe humans would write the name of the eagle on the coin, it would be different. And this has been our sketch about racial and cultural intolerance as told through the metaphor of an eagle. anyway, yeah, your dog sucks.
You've been wasting your time and money entering film festivals. Let's change that.
I haven't been wasting my time. I mean, I am broke, and all I got was a PNG of a Laurel.
The Like It Film Festival uses people with an audience to help poor dummies like that get actual exposure for their films.
Stop calling me dumb.
Entering the Like It Film Festival allows influencers to spread the word on your films. If you enter other festivals, you are dumb.
Seriously, I'm not dumb.
I don't speak dumb. But if I did, I would tell that guy that winning films and podcasts will be featured on our Rizzle, TikTok, and Instagram channels that total in the hundreds of thousands of fans watching.
I'm not dumb. One time I used a toothbrush in the wrong direction, but that has nothing to do with my film career.
Enter your films into the world's largest film festival today. Like It Film Fest.